Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Onward Technologies Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Jyoti Gupta. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening to all of you. Welcome to Q2 FY25 earnings call of Onward Technologies Limited. The result and presentation have already been mailed to you, and you can also view them on our website on www.onwardgroup.com. To take us through the result today and to answer your question, we have with us Mr. Jigar Mehta, Managing Director of Onward Technologies Limited. He will start the call with the business update and financial performance for the quarter, which will be then followed by a Q&A session. As usual, I would like to remind you that anything that is said on this call that reflects any outlook for the future, which can be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with risks and uncertainties that we face. These risks and uncertainties are included but not limited to what we have mentioned in the prospectus filed with SEBI and subsequent annual report that you can find in our website. Having said that, I will now hand over the call to Mr. Jigar Mehta. Over to you, Jigar.
Thank you, Jyoti. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining our Q2 earnings call. It is a pleasure to speak to all of you again. I hope you have received the results and presentation of the quarter. We had an excellent board meeting earlier this morning, and I will share a bit more about some of the progress that we have made both on the financial numbers for last quarter and the corporate initiatives going forward. On the quarter side, quarter was okay. We were hoping to be much better. While our revenues have been the highest at 123 crores for the quarter and 240 crores for six months, bottom line took a dip in terms of EBITDA because some of the slowdown that we saw in the automotive vertical and in the Tier 1 vertical, in the Tier 1 segment in particular. That was one big parameter. The second big parameter was we shared that in the last quarter that we have started building up the delivery engine for growth. While we continue to see a lot of momentum and opportunities and RFQs coming our way, we ended up hiring net 300 plus, sorry, not net. We ended up hiring, we hired about 300, onboarded and hired 300 plus people last quarter with a net hiring of 133 new employees. All these employees are getting trained today as we speak and will be on projects very soon in Q3 and Q4. In terms of projections, we have not done that in the past, but I thought it's important, and we discussed at the board level as well. I thought it's important to share some guidance with you guys where we think we will go going forward. We are aiming to close this financial year between 490 and 520 crores in terms of revenue. And in terms of bottom line, we still believe we can be between 9% and 11% for the year. Why are we investing when there's a lot of macroeconomic situation or geopolitical situation? Because we continue to see opportunities. It's just we have to get better with execution is what I've shared before. We believe next year, if the external scenario doesn't change too much more than what it is today, we believe we should aim to get to 600 crores in terms of revenue, and we believe we should get to much higher EBITDA number compared to what we will end up this year to. All our fixed costs have been taken into consideration. All our big investments have been done, and the only additional cost that we incur is the delivery engine or more billable people, which is a key or the core part of our business. In terms of the board meeting and some of the other initiatives, today we had the board approve the new ESOP scheme, which will be run through a trust, and we are outsourcing that to one of our professional firms out of Bombay. We will be putting it up to the shareholders for their approval. This closes the old scheme, which was there earlier, which was at a very base price of 20 rupees a share. This will be now at a small discount of the market price. So that gives more accountability and responsibility to my team, including myself, in terms of performance and every skin in the game in terms of the growth and the future of the company. Another very important thing I think we discussed today, and I was very satisfied with the conversation and the support everybody gave, was in terms of we believe we are at a stage and the kind of clients that we are working with and the stability that we have in our business is to build our own campus in Pune. We have 3 offices, as you guys know, 2 which is fully owned by Onward Technologies, 1 directly, 1 through its step down subsidiary OT Park. And 3rd is a new office that we opened recently for our healthcare vertical. We believe in the next 2 to 3 years, it will be great to consolidate the entire team, which will take up Pune's strength to 1,000 plus people. And we can build a beautiful campus with state-of-the-art labs, facilities, tear-down facilities, both for our customers to see the amazing work that we do, and also for our employees to get direct access to the product that they are working on instead of just working on a computer or a tube. In terms of customers, we continue to only work with very high-quality customers. Some have been growing, some are static, and some have been negative this quarter. We were hoping to have a much higher revenue as I started my conversation, and I do believe the revenue growth will bounce back. Starting October, we have seen some positive momentum. If you remember 2 quarters back, I spoke about a large deal that we had won, which had completely stopped or got delayed. That billing actually has started as of October 14th, which is just a few days back this week. Similarly, another project, automotive company that we have signed end of last year, the billing had not started. This is the 3rd large automotive OEM that we had won. That project and billing also started in Q2. So a lot of positive from that perspective. These are all OEMs, this is a direct customer, and it's all about scaling up and ramping up with these guys. In terms of number of customers, went from 86 to 82, and there were several tier ones and smaller companies, transactions that we were part of that we exited. Not intentionally, it was just more with the force of the geopolitical situation that's happening in U.S. and Europe, especially with the U.S. elections coming up in November. We are hoping post that the momentum will pick up. That's what our customers are hoping as well. We don't see a budget issue so far. I think it's just everybody's just playing a careful game and wait and watch till things just get calm. And we do hope things get better in terms of the momentum with the customers and the projects that we have already won. In terms of the last point, I also want to share, we as an organization are last quarter did a massive work in terms of consolidation of all our vendors. We signed multi-year contracts and agreements with several of our large product companies that we work with, whether it is Microsoft, Salesforce, LinkedIn, and a few others. And at the same time, we have started actually using our strong technical teams. Keep in mind, we have 2,600 plus employees today and some of the best in the world. And we launched our own internal HR tool. We launched our own internal recruitment tool. And similarly, you will see, we will share very soon, we will launch at least 5 other tools internal which are highly customized to our business processes, to our customers, and highly integrated in terms of how we work with our customers going forward. So again, a very proud moment for us. There are a lot of celebrations in terms of internally. We wish the revenue on the bottom line would have been a bit better to share with you guys, but I'm sure we will bounce back. With that, I thank you all again for all your support, the belief and the trust in us. I will now hand over the floor to the operator to start the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Mohit Matwani from Tara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on your guidance for FY25 and 26. So if I look at the remaining half of the year of FY25 and FY26, the growth which you are projecting for second half is about 14% and again 18% for FY26. Just want to understand, you know, what gives the confidence, you know, with the there's some slowdown in auto. Many of your peers have spoken about, you know, the tough conditions in Europe. So, you know, just want to understand what gives the confidence on the growth. And secondly, you know, which segment of yours will be driving this growth? Will it be broad-based across all the sectors and verticals, or it will be some particular ramp-up of some deals which will drive this growth?
So thank you for the question. Two points. I think you spoke about revenue. So revenue growth or the momentum, one is the momentum that we're talking about. We're talking about the order book, or more than the order book, the confirmations that we already have and the visibility that we already have for our clients. If you remember last quarter, I shared we are, in terms of the existing clients that we work with, we have 700 open positions. We hired about 300-odd people this quarter, post-attrition, 133 net. So we are building the delivery engine capabilities towards where our clients want to go, right? And this is across U.S., Canada, Europe, and India. So this is from existing clients where we have a clear visibility of the, in terms of what we need to do. What we have not budgeted very aggressively, we've taken some considerations based on last year's experience of holidays, furloughs, some slowdown here and there if the war escalates, but not very drastically. We're taking a very conservative view on that right now because we've already taken a substantial hit in Q2, we believe. So it comes from that perspective, right? We believe if what we are seeing in October for the first two or three weeks, and if that continues through the rest of the quarter and early next year, I think we should be fine, and we believe we can get to those numbers. And I think we have a very outside chance to much better those numbers as well because the entire team is solid. People are working hard. Our funnel is increasing every day. It's existing projects which got just shelved, and I think you mentioned about Europe slowdown, the war, and all of this stuff. But keeping that aside, I think this is the strongest Onward has ever been, right? We've spoken for more than a year about the amount of high-quality people that we've hired, and all of them are working extremely hard and doing a remarkable job in terms of solutioning, moving from a very on-site heavy business model to managed services and offshore. We won multiple projects recently, multiple awards recently from our customers as well. And I think it's all about just being in the right place, right time over the next few weeks.
Sure. And in terms of, you know, now that you have, you know, invested aggressively behind the talent pool, and also you have taken some increase in the, you have taken wage hike, I think, in Q2, right? So what is it, what is the guidance, what will be guidance for the rest of the year in terms of margins and for FY26?
So I shared that earlier. So we believe if all goes well, just looking at the momentum of the first 2 weeks of October, we should be at 490-520 crores in terms of revenue. And we have an outside chance of crossing that number as well, but let's keep that away. And on the bottom line, on the EBITDA side, we believe we should still be at 9% to 11%, very similar to last year for this financial year. And for next financial year, all our investments, if the external environment calms down a bit, we believe we should get to 600 crores in terms of revenue next year with a much higher EBITDA, whatever we close, end up closing this year with. Because there is no new one-time cost coming in for the next 12 to 18 months.
Understood. Understood. That's all from my end. Thank you for answering the questions. Get back in the queue.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Udit Desai from DES Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Jagar. I just wanted to understand, you know, within the company in the next 5 years, say, where do you see Onward Technologies in 2030? And could I just have a broad overall strategy towards that goal, please? Thanks.
So the goal and the vision is very straightforward. What we shared about 2.5 years ago. Our goal is to first milestone is to build a $100 billion company, and we believe that the best thing for a company of our size is based on having 10 customers which delivers to $10 million. Where we generate $10 million of revenue with the customer. And that's what we are focused on, right? So our customer focus at the top continues to remain that. And that's why you see a sort of number of customers where we are in a transaction mode continuously coming down, right? It's come down from 250 to 82 right now. And I think a sweet spot for us is 60-65, and we continue to maintain that. Number two, in terms of focus, we are continuously focused only on the 3x3 matrix that we shared last quarter. That's the new onboard after the transformation and the transition of the legacy got completed, where we are focused on the 3 large verticals that we are in, 2 large and 1 new, a large vertical, the industrial equipment and heavy machinery, and the second vertical is transportation and mobility. These two constitute about 95%+ of our revenues. And the new vertical that we incubated from April under a new leadership team is healthcare and life sciences. That's the 3 verticals and the 3 horizontals. Mechanical engineering continues to remain, and it's bouncing back is what we are seeing in a big way for us, at least from our existing clients. As we generate about 50%+ of our revenues. Second is digital services, and third is the embedded services. We like all 3. We are seeing momentum in all 3. We are seeing RFQs in all 3. And it's all about continuously investing and being ahead of the curve from a delivery perspective. And we are trying to do that as we speak every day. So in a simple summary, 3x3 matrix, focus on 10 large customers, which can generate $10 million in revenue per year, gets us to $100 million. That should be at 15-20% EBITDA. And if Onward can execute that with our amazing delivery centers that we have opened in Pune, Chennai, Bangalore, and Hyderabad, I think we are in a very good spot. All the heavy lifting, all the heavy investments have been completed. We have strong leadership teams in Europe and US. We have great engine working. Automation is now completely in our control, which was in a delay mode because we're constantly buying products from the market and trying to integrate with each other. Today we are building our own team. We have our own amazing team internal which is building all this. We're putting a lot of capital behind that. So we have it under control, and the initial 2 tools or 2 modules that we have launched has just been a game changer for us. So very simple business model. It's all about execution. We have 2,600+ employees today. So we don't need that many more to get to where we need to be. It's just the delivery engine is there. We have to keep hiring the best engineers, train them, mold them into the customer's products and processes, and then scale globally with them.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press *1 to ask a question. You may press *1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sriram Rajan, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Jigar. Hi, good evening. Thanks for hosting this call. I think the previous call or the one prior to that, FY24, I'd asked this question saying whether this is going to be a revenue that's linear, and you were saying that it is more of getting skilled resources on site than adding a volume engine at the in India. But it looks like, again, the hiring is back. Is this going to continue quarter after quarter, or what's your sense about this?
So it's exactly what we shared for the last 1 year, and I think a couple of quarters, I think last quarter as well. The hiring is both. So when we say we hired about 300 people, it's not only in India. We've actually grown in UK. We have our Germany business has grown marginally. Our US and Canada business has grown as well. Right. So we are hiring lateral people there. A lot of the hiring that we were doing for the last 1 year, where costs got loaded, was on account managers, on account sales managers, account delivery managers, and building the leadership team in Europe and US. That all has been completed now. Majority has been completed. Rest of the odd replacements and stuff like that. The new hiring that we did was what we saw last quarter, where a lot of the large customers, especially the GCCs, opened up a large number of positions. Onward, where some place customers where we were number 7, number 8 ranked, we are now in the top 5 or top 3. So that opens up more opportunities for us to grow. A lot of our work, which used to be on-site back in the day for the last 3-5 years, is now moving to offshore. Hence, we are strengthening our delivery engine or our infrastructure as well. So it's all the same thing. I think it's all about, we decided to push the bucket as soon as the board approved in terms of it's a perfect time for us to actually build our delivery engine and consolidate our operations internally and then start going up to scale. What we did not anticipate is suddenly the slowdown that popped up for us in the month of September.
Okay.
Otherwise, the revenue and the margins would have been much higher.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Do you think this number would stay in the 2,600 range, or you foresee a similar hiring in the subsequent quarters as with Q3, Q4 of this year?
I think the budget we had given was 2,700 by March end, and I think that's a good number for us to be in, unless the India business ends up growing much faster than Q4. Today, India is the best country to be in. I think you would agree with me in terms of stability, in terms of geopolitics, in terms of everything. So there is a momentum building up here, which we had not anticipated, and we want to make sure we capture that if it does come up.
Understood.
Right? The GCCs are growing, they are expanding, and things are looking very positive.
I agree. I run my own business, so I understand this. Yeah. So Jigar, just that, see, the EBITDA has been a little below par from where we had forecasted it to be, and I think the September slowdown perhaps is a cause, and the cost of the 300 resources or net 150, 180 that's come in is going to get actually loaded in Q3. So will this have a bearing on the overall EBITDA, and given that the guidance of 9 to 11% for the year, will this all, that means you're looking for much at a much higher EBITDA in Q3, Q4, despite the cost getting loaded in Q3 completely. Is it correct understanding of mine?
I think it's, September was a slowdown, and what I see from the market, from our customers, and October, suddenly we are seeing positivity back, right? It's a very drastic shift is what we have seen. I would like to believe other companies must be seeing something very similar. And that's where we are at. So we do believe that will increase. Also, even if you look at H1, I think it's still at about 8%, so it's not that bad. I think we are hoping to be at 11-12%. And that's where we are at, right? So it's not that big a change. I think it's more about the projects that were stalled for last 3 months, 6 months. Some places we have seen some positive movement. Some places where we're still hoping to see some positive movement. These are large projects, right? These are some of the biggest projects that we have won or customers that have shortlisted us. It's about just getting the momentum right. We suddenly have people flying to UK and Canada and US in the last few weeks. So things are moving. I think it can only get better from where we are today. And that's the reason I was a bit comfortable sharing some guidance with you guys as well. So you guys understand that this is not bad. I think it's just about the right timing, a few days here and there.
Got it. So last question, Jigar. I'm just asking it as an order of magnitude question. For example, if the guidance is towards 600 crores for FY26 and say close to 520, you're given a band which is 490 to 520, but let's assume you get above 520. Are the internal targets for the leaders and reps adding up to this and more, or how does it work?
So it's always more for the sales team. Please keep in mind, majority of our sales team in Europe and US has just been hired or transferred in the last 2 years. So they've had the time to settle down. They've had the time to build the credibility with the customers and get to know the customers, the buying patterns, the whole cycle, the process. We were expecting that this year. Right? So there's no two ways about that. We thought there will be momentum based on the deal pipeline or the visibility that we had at the start of the year. Things got delayed because of a lot of external factors or stuff which is beyond our control. And we do believe next year continues to remain strong, and I think it can be even better. But we must execute. I don't want to give over promise, but I want to make sure that we are able to execute this seamlessly.
Understood, Jigar. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Actually, you have just now mentioned that anticipating a very good growth in Indian business. Actually, that was my question, that how much we will be able to help Indian manufacturing getting into international supplies, that is in the engineering design and engineering facilitation, and how much is AI business that is taking place in manufacturing will help us get more business? My two questions, sir.
Okay, these are great questions, but unfortunately, I don't think I can answer any of them because the work that we do for our customers is very confidential. And they don't allow us to share specific what is AI, what is not AI. What I can tell you is that about our India business, we are only working with the multinational companies who have captive centers or capability GCCs in India. So we don't work with Indian companies which are going global. Now, from a GCC perspective, where things were very slow and calm, at least for us, for the last 12, 18 months, what we are seeing because of the global geopolitical situation and because of so many things happening in the world today, and hope there is peace soon, there is a huge opportunity opening up with the GCCs for existing suppliers who have built the credibility in the last 3-5 years. And that's where we have taken our hiring to the, we've done some aggressive hiring in Q2, and I think that's going to actually help us in terms of with customer satisfaction and improving our capability with the customer. So that's what we are focused on. GCCs, I believe, the customers that we work with, which are some of the biggest brands and biggest companies in the world, I think they're going to grow 2x to 3x, invest 2x to 3x in India in the next few years. So it's a massive opportunity opening up for everybody who are building capabilities. Number two, the value play that on the technologies as is, we are not a staffing or a payroll vendor. And a lot of those guys are getting rebadged towards engineering services companies. And a lot of the large engineering companies which were never focused on the GCC business are all entering aggressively. So all in all, it's very positive. The market is growing. There's a lot of opportunity for everybody to grow. And I think the external environment in Europe and US will only fuel GCC growth even further. And that's what we are getting ready for.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, for responding. And, sir, this GCC word I could not follow, sir, if you can kindly clarify what is this GCC, the word that you use?
It's the Global Capability Center or the Global Captive Center or the Global Cost Center for Multinationals in India. There's a lot of different terminology for it.
Got it, sir. All the best, sir, for coming quarter. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sriram Rajan, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I got back on the queue, Jigar. So my experience with GCC is that the margins are much lesser than what we get for fixed price or on-site contracts. I don't know how it's for you, but will that have a bearing on the overall EBITDA? I'm sure you factored that in when you gave the guidance, but I just thought I'll ask it.
The guidance that we have given is after consideration of all of the above.
Okay.
And absolutely, the GCC business margin will be much lower in terms of what you would do directly with a customer in US or Europe.
Got it. Got it. Thank you. Thank you, Jira.
Yes.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question.
So I think there are no more questions, so I can quickly summarize. Again, big thank you to everybody who joined today. We're looking forward to the next two quarters and very happy to again openly share some more progress at the end of Q3. I wish you all a very happy Diwali and thank you for your continued support. Have a lovely evening. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Onward Technologies, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.